Follow every shot of the US Masters on In Play Radio with expert analysis and live betting tips. In Play Radio, your eyes on a world of sport.
Two-time major winner last year and looking for the Masters to complete his career slam.
I don't want to get too excited about Rory. I mean, he's got plenty of chances to do this career grand slam. I mean, he doesn't have to do it first time out, and I think he might struggle a bit this week. I think a lot of pressure's on him, a lot of media interest is on him. We're asking a lot, aren't we, first time out, to go out there and win the Masters and complete that career grand slam. And when you look at the statistics from last year, he was only level par on the par fives last year, and I think he was third last in putting. So I think maybe he hasn't quite got to grips with the greens. He's certainly had to play the par fives a lot better. He'll know that. He'll have done some work for that. So I think he's plenty short enough, Rory. Although, yeah, he's a great player, world number one. We all know that. We all know what his major record is. But I just think there's maybe a bit too much on him this week.
Jordan Spieth is next in the betting at 10-1. His rise in the world of golf over the last 18 months, Jamie, has been meteoric.
Yeah, it's incredible, just for a 21-year-old. You know, his first Masters last year, came tied second and he had a share of the lead after three rounds. So that was an incredible performance. And since then, he's just gone from strength to strength. His last three events have been a win, a runner-up, and a loss in a playoff. You can't argue with the form, can you? But that statistic in itself, has that taken anything out of him, those last three events he's played in? To be up there in contention, mentally, it takes a lot out of you. Obviously, his game can't be in a better spot, and with his record last year, it all bodes well for Spieth. But me being a punter, I just think, can he keep on that form? I'm not so sure.
Bubba Watson is 11-1, two times Masters champion, Jamie.
Player to beat in my eyes, although only two players have ever defended the Masters, Jack Nicklaus, Tiger Woods. Bubba Watson, that's his esteemed company to join. I think he can do it because this course is obviously tailor-made for him. He's won twice in the last 3 years around here, hits the ball a mile. More importantly, for these left-handers, they can hit that big slinging cut as opposed to the hook that the right-handers will have to hit. That is so much easier to hit. We pointed this out time and time again with Phil Mickelson and his record around here. Bubba's doing the same thing. I just really feel, you know, he's in good form this year. He's been runner-up in the Phoenix and third in the Cadillac, so he's still in good form. I really think he's the man to beat.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.